Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Terry Chambers join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Chambers is a senior director of the American Chemical Society's Education Division. She strategically defines and directs educational and professional development programs for STEM students and educators and for chemists. She's also the co-PI on a multi-million dollar NSF Includes Alliance grant for the Inclusive Graduate Education Network and has led numerous ACF efforts focused on increasing diversity within the chemical enterprise. She's also a former high school and college educator. We are thrilled to have Dr. Chambers as our guest today to learn about the impact that her Drexel EdD has had on her leadership and scholarship. So, Dr. Chambers, tell us about what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EdD in Educational Leadership and Management from Drexel.
Thanks so much. It's hard to believe it's been nearly 6 years since I graduated from Drexel with my EdD in Educational Leadership and Management. Since that time, I've been continuing my work with the American Chemical Society, which, as you note, is one of the world's largest professional membership organizations. And with the American Chemical Society, my role is currently as the Senior Director of the Society's Education Division. Through our work, we provide programs, products, and services that support excellence in chemistry education at all levels, from K-12 through professional scientists. Those programs, products, and services range from publications to websites to professional development, all really geared at providing people with the education and career information that they need to contribute to the chemistry and STEM enterprises, respectively.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Thank you for that introduction. So you have been pretty busy since completing your EdD. As you are aware, the Drexel EdD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners to identify and address problems of practice in their professional context. So what made the Drexel EdD appealing to you? And then what were you looking for in a doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
That's a fantastic question. I reflect back on 2014, 2015, when I was thinking about pursuing an EdD, and there were a number of things that I was really looking for in a doctoral program, all of which Drexel delivered on. So a few things. I attended an undergraduate institution where our motto was excellence with caring. And it was really important to me that that attribute be present within an EdD program as well. I wanted to learn alongside peers and faculty who cared about the scholarship, as well as the people engaged in the scholarship. The other thing that was really important to me was that the content of the program, its structure, the curriculum, the research was of a practical nature, and really needed, as a working professional, for the content, the coursework, to be readily applicable to my day-to-day work. And then finally, I wanted a program that was going to provide me with an opportunity to be a part of a broader community that was really focused on making a sustainable impact. I wanted to be a part of a community that recognized and also celebrated the complexity of the educational ecosystem and made room for me. I am not and was not at that time part of a K-12 institution or an institution of higher education, but rather a nonprofit. So I wanted to make sure that the EdD program that I joined had space for me as a member of that type of institution.
That's fantastic. And really leads into my next question, which is around the focus on the practical nature of the program. And we know, like at Drexel, our dissertation is focused on a problem of practice. So can you talk to us about how you came to the problem of practice you selected, what you learned about it, and then what you would say has been the most significant impact of your dissertation work?
So my role at the time focused heavily on leadership and professional development, creating and developing and deploying and evaluating leadership and professional development for our varying stakeholders. And so at the time I was in the program, I was thinking a lot about the effectiveness of those types of experiences and the different factors that contributed to that effectiveness. I knew from personal experience and lived experience that simply providing leadership and professional development doesn't necessarily lead to changed behaviors. And I just wasn't quite sure how to bridge that gap. And so that was a question that was rolling around in my mind at the time. And I can remember taking one of our HRD, I think human resource development courses, and was introduced to the concept of training transfer. And I thought, that's it. So from that course, I learned about training transfer as a way that optimally, learners are able to transfer the knowledge and skills that they gain in a training session back to their jobs. And I learned about the fact that leadership and professional development and just training generally should be designed and deployed with that in mind. I learned that, one of the most prominent elements that influence training transfer is motivation to transfer. Because we know that motivation is what precedes action. So, from that course and being introduced to that concept, I learned about, that's really what really helped me to frame my problem of practice. And so, the problem that my study sought to address is the gap in our understanding of the factors that influence motivation to transfer training. And specifically training that's delivered in a leadership professional development program. So during my research and during my study, I looked at some of those different factors or forces that influence whether or not an individual has motivation to transfer their training or not. And the impact of that, as I and as my team designs and deploys and evaluates leadership development, professional development, we're thinking about and we're accounting for those different factors throughout our design and deployment and evaluation processes. And I think that it became important, on the other side of my doctoral research, and certainly those factors became increasingly important both during the pandemic when we needed to subtract out the ability to convene in person and had to deliver everything virtually, some of those factors became even more important.
That's wonderful. I love the connections that you were able to make with not only the coursework, but also how that helped propel the dissertation research and, of course, what you were able to do in practice. As you know, one of the Drexel differences is our focus on sustainable leadership. So that includes a lot, understanding how systems work and coming to understand how one's own worldview, values, beliefs, and habits of mind influence one's leadership. So when you think about all of this, how did this impact the way you see yourself within your own context?
I think that my experience at Drexel provided an opportunity to delve more deeply into who I am as a leader, as well as who I want to be as a leader. And I think that was certainly one of the things I think was most valuable about the time I spent in the program. Certainly the research that I was able to do and the what I learned and hopefully contributed to scholarship. But certainly I think the piece that you mentioned around sustainable leadership and understanding myself as a leader. And I'd say there are a few things with this. One is the impact on my ability to zoom out, to see systems and how they work, as well as zooming in to see and take time with people and really honing in on and recognizing something I knew was important. But really, got to see in the literature why it was important, and that's empathy. Both zooming in and zooming out, and the extent to which both of those require an orientation toward learning and curiosity. And then beyond that, as a leader, and specifically through the lens of sustainable leader, really embracing the challenge toward action. Again, I think that the practical nature of the Drexel EDD drives that home. the importance of shared vision, the importance of data-driven decision-making, the importance of creativity, which I don't think we talk a lot enough about in the context of leadership, as well as change management as a strategic and intentional practice in the context of leadership. All of those things that I think I learned and or honed throughout my time at Drexel and the opportunity that it gave me to focus on sustainable leadership are some of the things that have impacted and continue to impact the way that I see myself as a leader and that I see myself growing as a leader as time passes.
That's terrific. And I want to expand on that a little bit. I know that diversity, equity, and inclusion has been central to your leadership and to your scholarship. And certainly it's a core of teaching, learning, and scholarship in our EDD program. In fact, we revised our keystones to make that more explicit and visible. So can you talk a little about how your experiences as a Drexel EDD student or your dissertation research, how has that impacted your ability to contribute to equity, social justice, and or anti-racist practices in your current professional practice?
My experiences as a Drexel EDD student helped me to understand the importance of considering both systems and people simultaneously in my professional practice to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion. Certainly, systems take time to change, but we still have and are called to change them. Simultaneously, we have to be able to help individuals who may be impacted by equity, social justice, and diversity activities. And so I think that my charge as a leader is to creatively consider ways to positively impact both simultaneously, recognizing that the timelines for those may be different, but we move toward both simultaneously. One of my favorite phrases from my time as a student was this idea of resolute purpose with impressive empathy. And I think that this idea of resolute purpose really speaks to our ability to impact systems in ways that are intentional and systematic, while impressive empathy, I think, speaks to the extent to which we're able to impact individuals. And combining them, I think, really is at the core of my approach as a leader.
All right, so Dr. Chambers, you have had a very successful career as an educator, chemist, researcher, and leader. What has been the greatest impact of the EDD on your career?
Yeah, I think that it's impacted me tremendously, both in terms of the knowledge that I gained, the connections that I was able to make, and I think the habits of mind that I was able to cultivate in a relatively short period of time. I was really fortunate to have the late Dr. Ken Moritz as a professor and then as my committee chair. And he, along with others, I think, taught and demonstrated the importance of being able to see and understand both systems and individuals. And I think I've carried this into my role as a leader since my time at Drexel. And I really do hope that I modeled this from my colleagues and others. I'd say that the other impact area is in intentionally cultivating curiosity. That is a practice that I think I underestimated prior to my time at Drexel. But I think that as I've progressed throughout my career, the importance of remaining curious, of asking questions, of challenging one's own assumptions has continued to serve me. And I think that as well as has been one of the greatest areas of impact of the EDD on my career.
Well, it's wonderful to hear you speak to Dr. Ken Moritz in the way that you did. And certainly he continues, his legacy continues to have an impact on the program and our students and as we move forward. So thank you for that. That was beautiful. Well, so tell us a little bit about what's next. It sounds like you have a lot of irons in the fire. Where do you see yourself professionally in the, say, 5 years from now?
That's a really interesting question. I really have, I think, crafted a career that's built on, I hope, helping people. And so I really do try to go where I see needs. I hope that I will be continuing my work to help others to prepare themselves for their own impact on society, whether that's educationally or vocationally. I think a lot about the information that people have or don't have about how they can effectively move through academic systems, through career systems. And I want to make sure that those barriers are lowered. There's lots of research out there that points toward the fact that individuals are often unaware of how they can contribute to the society, and specifically that part of society that is the STEM enterprise. And so I want to try to help people to understand where they can contribute. And I'm hoping that that's where I'm able to continue to have impact as I see that continues to persist as a need.
Right, wonderful. Well, we're glad that we have people like you in the world who is willing to share their gifts to help others. So we have a few lighter questions to ask if you don't mind.
Sure thing.
All right. So if you could choose only one, what superpower would you select?
That's such a good question. And just one, huh?
Yeah, j just one. I know it's very
Okay.
difficult.
I feel like, if I don't choose the right one, I'm giving away this great opportunity. I think today I would choose the superpower of always knowing the right question to ask. And I think so often, people choose invisibility or seeing the future. But I think that professional and perhaps even personally, a lot of my ability to move forward effectively has hinged on knowing, the best question to ask at the time. And so I think that today that might be the superpower that I'd want to have is the ability to ask the right questions.
Right. That's great. And that also connects with what you were saying about having the right information. I feel like if you ask the right questions, you can get the right information that you need to make these decisions.
Also, sometimes asking questions and asking good questions can often help to identify where there are possible opportunities for collaboration because you're surfacing your own gaps, whether it's knowledge or skills. And so, in the spirit of building coalitions, perhaps that superpower can help out with that as well.
Right, exactly.
Well, I have a question that is also a little challenging to respond to on the spot, but we'll give it a shot here. How would you describe your perfect day?
My perfect day. I've actually journaled about this a number of times, and it always starts with a cup of coffee because I'm a huge believer in coffee. And then it would probably involve a run. And I think if I would have, I'm going to steal another superpower, the ability to, I guess, move up and down the East Coast corridor quickly. I've had some of the best runs along the Schuylkill River, running from Drexel, up to the Art Museum and back. So I think that might in be part of a perfect day. I think having some time for reading and journaling would also be a part of an ideal day for myself. And then probably some time with family and friends laughing together would probably round out some of the things that I would list on my, you know, ch on my checklist of things that would make a day perfect for me. Now, if budget is no consideration, it might involve a flight to somewhere warm, which especially feels apropos given the snow that's outside right now.
Yes, somewhere warm would be nice right now. Sure. All right, last question. What has been the best live performance you have seen? So that could be a concert, a play, a comedy show.
The best live performance was probably Lionel Richie. I was able to see him at an outdoor venue in the DC area called Wolf Trap. And it was a few summers ago. And he was an amazing performer. I think he probably was on stage for 2 hours plus. And not only was the entire experience amazing because of Lionel Richie and his talent, but it was one of the most powerful live performances I've been to because the folks that were assembled were among one of the most diverse groups that I've been blessed to be a part of. All ages, races, ethnicities were there singing together, dancing together. And I just thought it was such a perfect evening. And so that's probably one of the performances, live performances, I'd say that sticks out in my mind as one of the best I've ever been to.
Well, it sounds amazing. I have to add Lionel Richie to my list.
Please do. Please add him to your list. And he has such an amazing discography over a period of, you know, probably decades
Right.
that he's got something for everybody.
Did he do music from when he was in the Commodores?
He did. He did music from when he was in the Commodores through, I believe he did like a country music album.
No.
And so he did a number of years back was one of his more recent albums, and he did some of that as well. So it was fantastic.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that. All right. Well, it has been a pleasure to have EDD alumna, Dr. Terry Chambers, on Impact today. Thank you so much, Dr. Chambers, for sharing with us. We are always incredibly honored and excited to hear the amazing ways our EDD alums are having an impact in the world. Dr. Chambers' bio will be posted with the link to this episode on our EDD program website. Thanks again.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for tuning in to Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes in the larger society. Goodbye for now.